Lunch on a Tuesday, the 7th of November. We're counting down. We're getting so close. Warmer and warmer. A warm welcome to you. I'm Lily Wakamakofane. We connect every single weekday on WhatsApp, 072-885-7702. If you're at work, you know, I'm just thinking, gee, you probably have work friends. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you go to the same place every single morning. The likelihood, chances are you're going to make friends with your colleagues, be it male or female. Sometimes someone of the opposite gender. But people get suspicious. Ha! Ni nanjan joli. Khali joli njelina. Kilanchili too. Kitty meeting right next to each other. And people do get suspicious. Rightfully so, okay? Not jumping the gun here, but have you ever been so close with a colleague of the opposite sex? Because it happens. Have you ever been so close to them that people just thought you were dating? They're like, no way. There's absolutely no way you guys are dating. That's our hashtag question of the day here on Wise FM Lunch. Call me up on 013-757-0096. You can whisper it. It's okay. Just, yes, I do have one. It's Rise of Fame. It's WDO on Rise of Fame, unavailable. You're unavailable. I mean, come on. That's what you told your male or female colleague, right? And that's why you guys are friends and only friends. You get friendly, you laugh together in the office. If you have an office, you enjoy lunch together. You have assignments together. You call each other, even Mausekaya. Like, let me call my colleague, my male colleague, to ask them a thing or two about this assignment we got at work. Even your partner is starting to wonder, what is going on here? And then they want to see this colleague of yours, Jatinji. For comfort's sake, if they should know, you just want to lay your eyes on that person so you can decide for yourself, okay, they're just friends. I believe her now. I believe him now. Have you ever been so close with a male or female colleague, someone of the opposite sex, and had your colleagues say, it's Rise FM Lunch? You let us know on WhatsApp, 072-885-7702.
It's the scream of the engines. It's the squeal of the tires. It's the skill of the drivers. It's the thrill of the crowd. It is the 2023 Track N4 National Rally, the final rally of the year. In Dalston, 17-18 November, the best of the best will be in action. Spectators welcome. Come watch the rally live, because it's better than on TV. Visit trackinfo.co.za for all the info.
Uzanele Mamba says, yeah, that has happened before, and that is all she's telling. Go on, please, Zanele. I want to hear more. Lindo Men Matonsela says, yes, once, been there before. They thought I was dating her, and she loves being around me. Hey, lapu nomuntu ako, and you hear there's a girl that loves being around your man. M7Z. Dimalunga Ashley says, yep, I've been there before so many times. I even lost my partner for not understanding the relationship I had with the other gender. What happens if your partner confronts you about it, though? Do you defend the relationship you have with your colleague? Or no, we're just friends. Leave it alone. Why are you stressing? Or do you go, okay, cool, I'll pull away from this colleague of mine because it's making you uncomfortable as my partner. And surely, I wouldn't want to upset you.
Somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
That was Steve Harvey. I'll tell you what I think about the whole arrangement, right? What do you think of it, though? Are you one with a close relationship with someone of the opposite sex at work? Let us know. Voice message. Even better, record the voice message with your colleague.
Wait.
Together. Do it together. Like, no, we're just friends. Younger, no, I'm low. Chomia, I'm Lena.